Chapter 155, Synchronously Unique. We are rattling through the city in another borrowed car, this time a Citroën Dayenne, produced between the years of 1968 to 1983. A feisty vehicle, big on personality and light on infrastructure, a modest two-cylinder heart beating away under the bonnet. The roof is made of canvas, can be unhooked and peeled right back to reveal the sky. Upper parts of buildings, church spires or treetops in Epping Forest. You can unlatch the back seats too and take them right out, enabling the use of interior space to maximum advantage. First, the instruments and amps, drums of course, and then any band members who can squeeze into remaining nooks and crannies, contorted out of shape to such an extent that it is not clear who is actually driving, or if it is the same person steering as the one changing gears or pushing the pedals. We are traversing the streets of youth, uninhibited and in disregard of danger. We have a thirst for motion and are bent on thrills. The car leans and sways alarmingly as it negotiates corners and bends in the road, its suspension being ingenious though primitive. It pulls up outside the Witch's Thimble in King's Cross, where doors and hatches fly open and we burst forth into the evening, quickly recovering our original shape and form, shirt tails hanging, buttons lost and hair gone wild, none of which we rectify as, for aesthetic airs, we do not care. As expected, inside the Witch's Thimble is dark and dank, infused with the stench of cigarettes and alcohol, of now and of times gone by. In other times it was a music hall, and now we cart in the gear and set up on stage, untangling cables to the preamble sounds, the crackle and pop of leads, the hum of amps. To hone the sound and confirm that we are all in place, we run through songs, missing entries, mislaying words and employing erroneous chords. For some, this would be distressing, but we take it in our stride, take it to be a good omen, in fact. Bad rehearsal, good show. Dealing with the unexpected is an integral part of this life. With sound check done and forever hungry, we wander King's Cross in search of grub, or even swill will do. We are not fussy. Although meals are generally not advised before performing, we devour kebabs of dubious background, which then require to be washed down with pints of lager back at the venue, waiting for the action to begin. And begin it does. A first band plays with just us in the audience. They turn their backs on us either out of inhibition or anxiety, or as to not see us giving them thumbs up or thumbs down. A homeless woman is sitting at the back now, with her shopping trolley packed high with plastic bags stuffed with clothes. She has not paid entry but is holding a half pint of charity from Errol on the door. "A regular," he mouths to us, smiling to reveal his front teeth gone. Then, at last, the time has come and we take to the stage, like it was ours all along, and we are back where we really belong, anew, a clamorous collective being synchronously unique, conjuring up these new pieces, these songs that rise into the air and shine for a short time, some not even 2 minutes long. After the show, we mingle with the audience, sparse but enthused, soaking up compliments when intuited and studiously ignoring indifference. A few pints on, the bell is rung and it is lockdown time. Time to pack and load up the car once more, fetched from a back street and push-started with the help of passers-by. Interest in the arts must be inherent in us. And yes, this car also has an issue with battery discharge. The car is idling in the street as we drink up dregs and chatter endlessly about things of little import. And as the car has been loaded less meticulously with our gear, and there is room only for one this time, we wander off into the night, only to discover the next day that we have left the car there, all of us, idling outside the witch's thimble, packed full of our gear, all night long. An oversight for sure, but an adventure just the same. Miraculously, the next day when we finally realize and hot-foot it back to the scene, the car is still there, contents intact and with the engine thoughtfully turned off by some kind stranger. We have angels up there looking over us, sometimes guarding us from danger.